The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Paul Williams is with me, the crime journalist, to talk about the GRA. So we mentioned it before the break, their annual conference kicking off this evening. Justice Minister Helen McEntee will not be there. Drew Harris, Garda Commissioner, also will not be in attendance. Paul, how significant is it that neither will be there?
It's hugely significant, Kieran, and I suppose people, the public, are very, very aware of what's been going on. Particularly, unprecedented move number one was last September when the vast, vast majority of the 10,000 rank and file members of the Garda Síochána Conference, all of them perhaps less than probably 200 cops, actually had confidence in Drew Harris. The rest of them said they didn't have any confidence in him any longer, which was an incredibly historic and very worrying development to take place in the history of an Garda Síochána Conference, or any police force for that matter. And then in February, the Gardaí doubled down on that. They said, well, you know, we have no confidence in him and our members don't want to see him at our annual conference. And ever since then, well, the strange development was that towards the end of last week, Helen McEntee, who had been invited months ago, it would appear, to the GRA conference, decided that she's going to come out in solidarity with Drew Harris and say, look, I'm not going to attend your conference either, even though I'm not taking sides. Mm. And
she kind of had to go, Paul, didn't she? I mean, politically speaking, had she gone, I mean, that is as good as the Minister for Justice voting no confidence in the Garda Commissioner.
You're absolutely right about that, Kieran. And everyone agrees. By the way, it's a very difficult job being Minister for Justice at any bloody time in the state. But the other side of that, the alternative view would be that McEntee could have gone there to demonstrate her undoubted skills as a mediator and a problem solver. She has been in the business quite a bit. She's a very, very nice person. She's a very, very intelligent person. She could get up and say, by the way, I don't support you guys. This is outrageous what you've said about Drew Harris, but let me try and be the mediator. Let me try and lay out for you the situation from one side and let me look at the problem that you have. She could actually have won herself huge kudos here if she had decided to go and decided to try and breach that gap. It's interesting that you bring up that the fact that they are afraid to be seen to be undermining the Garda Commission, which of course they can't do, the government. And I think that there is a real existential fear, Kieran, in an Garda Síochána Conference at the moment, that if Harris, no matter how controversial he is or how disliked he is by his own people and all the other issues that might go with that and how disliked he perhaps is now in political circles, if he walked out the door at the moment, the Garda Síochána law enforcement in this country is already in a crisis. It would be in a complete state of Armageddon, almost, because at the moment, because of another anomaly and another mess-up on behalf of somebody in government or in the public service, none of the Gardaí, senior Gardaí, who are qualified, will take the job of deputy commissioner, which is the job which has to be held by an Irish citizen, and it must be, it is in charge of national security. Nobody wants that job, which is, again, unprecedented and historic. And the person who takes that job will then automatically will become the next commissioner about a year's time when Drew Harris leaves. So we currently, at the moment, our national security is in the hands of Drew Harris and a Canadian police officer whose name escapes me. And she's there in a different role, but she has had to take the job of being in charge of national security, which is a joke, because at the same time, Kieran, in the broader perspective, and then this is all goes back to Fine Gael again, the Law and Order Party, which has completely screwed up everything. We don't have a defence forces anymore. We don't have the ships to put to sea to intercept drug traffickers. The whole thing is in a complete and utter hock. And if Harris left, well, you know, he would actually be very seriously missed. So the whole thing is in a mess. So, yeah, you know, what has been done? But they're worried more about forms and words that might upset certain groups of people rather than doing something with law enforcement. For we now have a situation, Kieran, where as we saw in the riots in Dublin before Christmas, guards were prepared to get beaten up rather than take on the bad guys.
And yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, because I heard the GRA were on the Pat Kenny show earlier speaking to Anton, and they talked about this, about being present at some of these protests, being present at the weekend in front of Roderick O'Gorman's house, being present at other protests in Coolock where people on horseback were stopping traffic, were hammering on car windows, had balaclavas on, screaming abuse at people. and not intervening. And the assertion from the GRA is that they don't intervene because, one, of a burdensome level of oversight and the fear that they're going to kind of end up in the dock rather than the actual criminal, and two, a lack of training. And they talked about kind of in-person continuing professional development having taken place in the past, and that that has kind of withered on the vine.
Seriously, the training is a major issue, but they don't have the resources, as in the people, there to cover all the shifts so that others can go off and train.
And that's why it's not happening. It's not a policy decision. It's that they actually, they can't afford to let Gardaí leave their station and head down to Templemore for training.
That's it, yeah. But also, Kieran, like, the guards in this country have served this country exceptionally well. People tend to forget that because there's been such a hue and cry around the guards and people attacking them and beating them down that this is now we're paying for this. But the cops always traditionally go towards the trouble. And there's the former inspector, Tony Gallo, in Stowe Street, who has been quite voluble about this in recent years. He spent his whole career at the inner city. And he says now, and he identified this or reiterated this about a year ago, 2 years ago, when this problem really started to manifest itself. He said, when a cop goes to take on a volatile situation in Stowe Street, the C district, which is the most the busiest police district in the country, the first thing a guard has to do now is think, okay, how am I going to defend myself and how am I going to defend my protect my colleagues and how am I going to get this situation resolved? Now he has to also factor in, look at all his shoulders, say, well, oh, shit, if I go and do the wrong thing here, if I give somebody a smack of a baton too hard or they record me saying something and it's I could then suddenly find myself being investigated by GSOC and be suspended from my job for the next 4 to 5 years over nothing or be suspended by my own authorities for doing nothing. What's the point? So basically people become intuitively risk averse. And we don't want that. And this nonsense that's going on at the moment about people allowed, you just, you said it yourself there, Kieran, causing trouble. Like, zero tolerance. Just take them off the street. And if you have to baton charge them, baton charge them. Two people turning up at a minister's house with balaclavas on them and nobody does anything about it. For the love of God, where are we going in this country? Are we going to allow these thugs to run riot? And like, that's what's happening. They're afraid. It's called keeping the peace. But it's, the time has changed. It should be zero tolerance for all of this. And the guards should move in and do their jobs the way they're supposed to do them. However, yeah, they must try and give them back their confidence. And this is the mire that we're in. This is the quagmire that the law enforcement car has found itself bogged down in. Because you've all this unprecedented level of demoralisation and disillusionment with their own bosses and confrontation with their own bosses. And the minister scolded them, like the headmistress saying, you're a bunch of naughty boys and girls in the GRA. I'm going to put you on the bold step because you've all been very naughty, naughty, naughty because you've been bullying and ganging up on poor Drew Harris. Instead of going in and sitting down, well, like a headmaster would or headmistress would in front of her class, bring them all out of school and bring them into the assembly hall and crack heads together and say, right, I'm here. I'm not leaving here till you guys all kiss and make up and let's get back to the job you're supposed to be doing and getting paid to do it. That's policing the country and keeping the peace and stopping. Like these guys that we see outside Roderick O'Gorman's house and these other places, they're outside Joe Duffy's house and various people's homes. They keep pushing at the edge. There's nothing stopping them if they get pissed off of what you said today, Kieran. So when you go home this evening, there's a whole bunch of these lunatics sitting outside your house in Kilkenny and saying, well, you know, I didn't like what he said, so I'm going to protest at his home and intimidate his wife and his family. And let's wear a few balaclavas because the guards are going to do nothing about it. It absolutely reeks of nonsense. There is no sense in any of this. And it's about time these people did get their heads back together and say, get back out there and do the job.
Paul Williams, crime journalist. Paul, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for chatting to us. 087 1400 106. There'll be plenty more discussion and coverage of the GRA conference over the next couple of days.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.